I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. So help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Sally Bosman. In the headlines, West Africa Examination Council confirms cancellation of over 4,000 senior school certificate subject results for this year. President Mills lashes at people with acid tongues and destructive motives. Government allocates 40 million CDs for creation of 42 new districts. Pastor of Crown Power Church in Accra blames witchcraft for his indecent sexual act. Voting in historic election in Liberia generally described as peaceful. Uganda to suspend all new oil deals because of high-profile fraudulent deals. Israel-Hamas in unprecedented 1-to-1,000-plus prisoner exchange deal, and new WHO figures show decline in tuberculosis infection rate. The acute water problem facing residents of Adentan for years is expected to be over by next year when the Adentan Municipal Assembly Rural Water Project is completed. The Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alban Bagbin, announced this when President John Evans Atta Mills inaugurated a mechanized borehole for the residents of Adentan Smith Flats in Accra. He said though the government is working feverishly to improve the situation, it will not relent until the acute water problem is dealt with. Several reports.
President Mills and his entourage received a rousing welcome upon arrival in the Adentan municipality. The Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alban Bagbin, was grateful to the assembly. He said the water meets WHO standards. The residents should therefore feel free to drink it.
This is good quality of water. We have tested it and it is in accordance with the World Health Organization standards. So nobody should have any doubt about the quality of the water here. The yield, Your Excellency, is also very high. It has very high yields, and that is why you have all these quality tanks here, which is mechanized and the people can fetch instead of using a pump. And so it is good, it has come to reduce the stress of the water situation in the Adentan municipality. We have gone round and the crisis has reduced. It has not been completely solved, and we believe that in the near future, with the Atma Rural project that is ongoing, which will be completed next year, we will be able to solve the Adentan water crisis.
A resident said the water problem in Adentan has improved in recent times. She said the borehole will also serve residents from surrounding communities.
Compared to years back, those people are here more than 10, 12, 15 years. There has been a great change and improvement in the water problem, especially with this borehole here. You can even see people from down around about 4:35 fetching this water free without paying anything. People come all over from Aquatech, all over to fetch water from this place because I'm a witness to this. I live right in this flat. And that's what I'm saying is a fact.
President Mills was happy that government intervention in the water problem is yielding positive results.
We have commissioned this borehole. You know, Abenda has always faced water problems. And this initiative which has been taken will go a long way in mitigating the hardship that has faced the residents here for a number of years. It's the beginning that it has made a dent in the problem.
President Mills also inspected the new 30-unit office complex for the Adentan Municipal Assembly. The MC Nubu Kakra Van Lee said the whole building will be ready by December at a cost of 450,000 Ghana cedis.
His mother just took assembly to be the Tema Metro. But then it was found out in 2008, to spend 3 years, they moved into a rented premises and paying quite a huge sum of money for rent. When I took over, just barely 7 months after, I started with management, where they were in the process of acquiring more rented premises. And I said, no, we need to stop there and take a look at how we can also put up our own structure. Your Excellency, with the trust that you entrusted in me to take over and be the representative here, I came up with this beautiful, magnificent 30-unit office complex. I must say it's about 95% completed, and we hope that by the end of December, it will be occupied. The cost, 43,000 Ghana cedis.
Brendan Mills, who was impressed with the facility, asked the people to bear with the government as it rolls out policies and programs geared towards bettering their lot.
This is a very notable achievement, and I think we can all see that. Congratulations. I hope that people will follow your initiative. Now that we are taking all this, we should be able to get people who will be committed and make sure that we let the creation of the distribution be a success. And I'm also happy to be inspecting the assembly complex. These are signs that we are fulfilling our promises. So I want to ask each and every one of you, we may not have fulfilled all the promises, but Rome was not built in a day. But it's important that we show our commitment and our dedication to improve the lives of our people. You are the witnesses. Please bear with us. You have seen the determination with which we are handling issues. And I know that with God on our side, we shall succeed.
At Amanfrom, President Mills inaugurated the Amanfrom Community Health Center. It was built by the Municipal Assembly at a cost of 110,000 Ghana cedis. The President also inspected the Tafa-Kwabena route, says Iya, Radio Ghana, Accra.
President Mills gave caution against utterances that are likely to inflame passion and destabilize the relative peace prevailing in the country. He said intemperate and insulting language and people with accents do not engender the needed development in the lives of people.
We take the peace that we enjoy in this country for granted. Let us remember that the good Lord has been exceptionally gracious to us, and we must give him thanks. We are no different from the countries that surround us, but we have to reciprocate God's gesture by also conducting ourselves properly. We must be watchful of our actions, what we say, and what we do. We should remember that an acid tongue, verbal violence, intemperate language cannot build a nation and cannot enhance the promotion of peace. Some of us forget that the reason why the people of Ghana vote for us, it's not because they love us. They expect us to help them improve their standards of living. This is because our people have been denied for so long. And if we can help them get out of the quagmire of poverty, they are prepared to put their destiny into our hands. Very often, we take actions that threaten the very foundation of our society.
President Mills. The chief and market women in Ogbojo in the Adenta municipality have pledged to support the president and his government to continue to provide the community with the needed infrastructure. The market women expressed gratitude to President Mills and the municipal chief executive, Nobel Kakra Van Leer, for providing them with a 440 shed market and other ancillary facilities. Our presidential correspondent said the year reports.
The market women, dressed in white, waved white handkerchiefs to welcome President Mills and members of his delegation to the market. They could not hide their joy.
Yeah. Why are you my
7 years report. Doctors at the Takwa government hospital say they'll remain at post and will not join the Ghana Medical Association's declared strike. The administrator of the hospital, Reverend Ose Boateng, said so in an interview with the GNA. Reverend Boateng said since the strike is at its initial stage, doctors at the hospital are working in the interim, adding that if the need arises for doctors across the nation to lay down their tools, they'll have no option than to abide by the decision. He, however, described the strike as unfortunate. Reverend Boateng said he believes that the doctors' grievances will be settled amicably. The West African Examinations Council, WAEC, has announced a cancellation of 4,448 subject results, 63 entire results, 118 unqualified candidates, and the annulment of the entries of 346 unqualified candidates in this year's West African Senior School Certificate Examination. A statement issued in Accra by the Principal Public Affairs Officer, Mrs. Agnes Saikujo, says this is the outcome of investigations into malpractices during the examination. We bring you a news desk report.
The statement said the entire results of candidates in two schools are still being withheld as investigations continue into the registration of candidates who were not their students. The statement said school authorities who connived with their candidates to cheat or were lax in their duties as examination officials will be reported to the Ghana Education Service for sanctioning. More practices recorded by the council were collusion and mass cheating as a result of poor supervision and invigilation at some centers, bringing foreign materials such as mobile phones, prepared notes and printed materials into the examination hall, seeking or receiving help from non-candidates such as invigilators, supervisors and teachers. The rest are failure to complete in full the cover pages of their answer booklet, tearing part of their question papers and answer booklets, and registration of unqualified candidates by some schools. The statement said, after the investigations, provisional statistics released on the results shows that out of 147,295 who sat for social studies, 121,323 students representing 82.36% had credit and above, 21,117 students representing 14.32% had passed grades, and 4,691 students representing 3.18% failed. A total of 147,376 sat for English language. 112 representing 76% had credit and above. 27,252 representing 18.48% had passed grades, and 5,733 representing 3.89% failed.
That was the news desk report. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra. The major stories. West Africa Examinations Council confirms cancellation of over 4,000 senior school certificate subject results for this year. President Mills lashes at people with acid tongues and destructive motives. Government allocates 40 million cedis for creation of 42 new districts. Pastor of Crown Park Church in Accra blames witchcraft for his indecent sexual act. Voting in historic election in Liberia generally described as peaceful. Uganda to suspend all new oil deals because of high-profile fraudulent deals. Israel Hamas an unprecedented 1-to-1,000-plus prisoner exchange deal. And new WHO figures show decline in tuberculosis infection rate. We'll be back.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
You're welcome back. The government has announced the creation of 42 new districts. It has also allocated 40 million Ghana cedis as seed capital for the districts. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofusuanpofo, made the announcement at the debut of Greater Accra Regional House of Chiefs at Dodua. Greater Accra has gained 5 new districts. They are Sege, Ningo Pram, Bonkatamanso, Madina Municipal, and Neo Kaiman. He said apart from the seed money, governments will support the new districts in their infrastructural programs.
Cabinet approved and His Excellency has endorsed that the following new district be created. From the Tambo West District, Ningo Pampam District has been created. From the Ada District, Sege District has been created. From the Tama Metropolitan Assembly, the Tong Katamansu District has been created. From the Ga East District, Madina has been elevated as a municipal assembly. So Madina Municipal Assembly will be in place whilst the Ga East Assembly will district capital at Abokobi will continue to operate. Then again, we all know how large the Weja municipality is. A new district has been approved and created, and the name of the new district is Ni Okaima Municipality, with the district capital to be located in Sotum, out of the current Weja Municipal or the South Municipal Assembly. Again, I am happy to announce that the ministry in its budget hearing has proposed that this new district be given seed capital, and the Minister of Finance has agreed that an amount of 40 million Ghana cedis is set aside for this new district to take off. There are other districts to be created in other regions. It is our belief that with the creation of this new district, more impetus will be brought into rural development and will experience accelerated development in all facets of our socio-economic lives. We are asking Nananom Nime to team up with us in order to create the enabling environment for this proposed new district to take off without any
let or hindrance. Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofusuanpofo. Headquarters, popularly known as Kayaye, have been asked to take advantage of the numerous educational institutions in order to enlighten themselves and their dependents. This is the only way to lift themselves out of poverty. The acting director for the Department of Children at the Minister of Women and Children's Affairs, Mariama Yahya, made this comment at this year's reaching out to the vulnerable that time with the Kayaye at Abublushi Market in Accra. Antoinette Abba was there and her father's report.
The program was organized by Society for Women and AIDS in Africa, SWA, UNFPA, and the Ministry for Women and Children's Affairs. Participants visited the shelters of the Kayayes and observed the busy facilities they use. They were also taken through voluntary HIV and AIDS testing and counseling. Madam Mariama Yaya said lack of funds is one of the factors affecting the smooth implementation of policies tailored to meet the needs of the vulnerable in society. She has therefore called on NGOs and other agencies to go to the aid of the ministry in a collective effort to reduce poverty to achieve the MDG Goal 1. The UNFPA representative Bernard Cochrane entreated the girls to know their rights. Thus, he noted, will prevent others from trampling on them. He said despite government interventions, more needs to be done about the education on their reproductive system and sexually transmitted diseases. The president of Society for Women and AIDS in Africa, SWA, Nancy Ansa, said NGOs must take up active roles to eliminate cultural practices that suppress women. She said SWA has trained peer educators among the Kayaye to assist their colleagues and give timely information on HIV and AIDS. She called on organizations and individuals to invest in the three regions of the north to reverse the trend of young women traveling to Accra to engage in head porting.
Antoinette Abbe's report. The third National Food and Agriculture Show, FAGU, has opened in Accra. This year's FAGU focuses on strengthening the value chain system in the country's agricultural sector to increase productivity and minimize losses. It also aims at making agriculture innovative and attractive to the youth. Lawrence Lotte was at the opening ceremony and now reports.
This year's National Food and Agri Show, FAGRO, is the third of its kind. It will provide opportunities for farmers, agribusinesses, and other stakeholders in the agricultural sector to share ideas and learn the use of modern and innovative agricultural technologies which are needed for competitive advantage against other international markets. Speaking at the opening ceremony, the Deputy Minister of Food and Agriculture in charge of fisheries, Ni Amasana Mwale, said FAGRO has come a long way to bridge the gap between agricultural producers and consumers. He said FAGRO is in line with the ministry's value chain development approach and forms part of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture Sector Development Policy Drive. He encouraged agribusinesses and stakeholders to take advantage of the show since it will introduce them to new ways of increasing productivity.
Lawrence Naughty reporting. The public has been asked to be more vigilant and see the reporting of crime as its civic responsibility. It has also been encouraged to join neighborhood watch committees to help the police combat crime. The Deputy Director of Police Community Policing, Chief Superintendent Alhaji Mohammed Siraj, made a call at a training program for neighborhood watch committee members in Accra. Benjamin Ejay Boating and Dave Selassie Atiuto were there, and a father's report.
The Chief Superintendent mentioned logistical constraints and the need to raise awareness of crime as other reasons that have necessitated community watch committees. He said after the concept was introduced into the country in the early 90s, it gained prominence in 2002 with communities such as Nima and Dansuman being beneficiaries. He said he was encouraged by enthusiasm of the local people to be part of the initiative despite getting no financial rewards. Chief Superintendent Siraj was of the view that since criminals live in the various communities, people should be more cautious about the dealings of their neighbors. He advised the members to observe traffic regulations and also desist from walking at night alone. Some members of Projects Abroad and Human Rights Office, an NGO that partnered the community policing unit in the training, also sensitized the people about the human rights standards and practices. He advised them to desist from meting out instant justice to alleged criminals, describing the acts as inhuman and degrading treatment. The beneficiaries of the training expressed excitement and promised to dedicate themselves to the safety of their communities.
A report by Benjamin Ejay Boating and Dave Selassie Atiuto. A pastor of the Crown Palm Ministry International in Accra, Stephen Ade Powell, accused of having oral sex with a hairdresser without her consent, is blaming his action on witchcraft he exercised. According to the pastor, the witchcraft had been tormenting him ever since. The hairdresser said this during cross-examination in court. She said Pastor Stephen, after the act, told her that he removed something spiritually from her stomach through her private part, which she should be thankful for and give offering. Pastor Stephen, who has been charged with indecent assault, allegedly committed the act during a private prayer session with the victim. The pastor allegedly told the hairdresser that he had received a vision concerning her marriage and needed to pray for her. During the praying session, Pastor Stephen told the hairdresser to lie down. He then took a handkerchief from his pocket and waved it over the victim's face, making her unconscious. Pastor Stephen took advantage of her state and licked her private part. The hairdresser, in her evidence, said after the act, the pastor told her he'd been denied sex by his wife and that decided to have extramarital affairs to satisfy his sexual desires. She also claimed that a close friend of Pastor Stephen called Chumisi told her he had received a similar complaint from another victim. A musician, Simon Asari Ejay, has been remanded in police custody for defrauding a Polish national of $9,456. Simon, also known as Intakra, struck an acquaintance with a Polish citizen through the internet. In November last year, Simon told the complainant that he was sending a parcel to another Polish called Kevin Kali and needed some money to facilitate its transportation to Poland. Simon asked the complainant to send him 30,000 Polish zloty, which will be reimbursed by Kevin after he had received the parcel. After unsuccessful attempts to get her reimbursement, she lodged a complaint to the Polish police. The case was later referred to the BNI, who arrested Simon. More stories after this break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
You're welcome back. Vote counting is still ongoing in yesterday's presidential polls in Liberia. Voters defied heavy rains to cast their ballots in the country's second election since the end of a 14-year civil war. The elections are seen as a straight fight between incumbent Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and the strongest challenger, former UN envoy Winston Tubman, with former world best footballer George Weah as his running mate. Results are expected tomorrow. The elections, according to observers, have been peaceful. The head of the National Election Commission, James Tromayan.
The commission is quite pleased that on the overall, the process has unfolded in a quiet atmosphere with no incident reported thus far. With the poll now closed, the reconciliation, sorting and subsequent counting of ballots has commenced. Initial provisional results of the election will be released on October 13, 2011 at about 4 p.m.
Head of Liberia's National Elections Commission, James Fromayan. Uganda's parliament has voted to suspend all new deals in the oil sector following claims that government ministers took multi-million dollar bribes. MP Gerard Karuhanga said in parliament that UK-based Tullow Oil paid bribes to influence decisions. Tullow has denied the allegations, describing them as outrageous and wholly defamatory. The vote is a big blow to President Yoweri Museveni, that's been in power since 1986. During a heated parliamentary debate, Mr. Karuhanga tabled documents alleging that Tullow Oil bribed Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi, Foreign Minister Sam Kutesa, and former Energy Minister Hilary Onek. Mr. Onek was accused of receiving about $23 million, strongly denied the allegation. Mr. Kutesa accused Mr. Karuhanga of abusing parliamentary privileges by making false claims. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a deal for the release of Sergeant Gilad Shalit, an Israeli soldier held hostage by Palestinian militants for 5 years. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the deal had been reached after arduous talks and that Sergeant Shalit would be back with his family within days. Israel will release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners in exchange. Sergeant Shalit was captured in a cross-border raid in 2006 and attempts to negotiate his release have failed. Several high-profile Palestinian prisoners have been excluded from the deal. The deal was confirmed in the Israeli cabinet by 26-3 votes following a heated 3-hour debate. The number of people falling ill with tuberculosis has declined for the first time, according to the World Health Organization. New figures also show that the global death toll has fallen to its lowest level in a decade, with a major headway made in China, Brazil, Kenya, and Tanzania. But the WHO gives warnings that lack of funds threatens progress, especially in relation to the multi-drug-resistant TB. The number of people who die from tuberculosis went up by 1.8 million people in 2003, but declined to 1.4 million last year. Now football. The senior national team, the Black Stars, last night drew goalless with Nigeria's Super Eagles in their international friendly played in London. The Stars dominated the game from the outset, missing several opportunities. The Nigerians, on the other hand, stepped up their game midway into the first half, forcing a number of saves out of Adams Kwarasi. In spite of the substitutions by both sides in the second half, the game failed to live up to its billing. Co-host of next year's African Cup of Nations, Equatorial Guinea, drew 1-1 with Cameroon, who failed to qualify for the championship. In other international matches, Estonia lost by two goals to nil to Ukraine. Poland also beat Belarus by 2-0. The match between Algeria and Botswana will be played today. Now to end the news, the main points again. The West African Examinations Council, WAEC, has confirmed the cancellation of over 4,000 subject results and the annulment of the entries of over 300 unqualified candidates this year. This was contained in a statement issued by the Principal Public Affairs Officer of the Council. 40 million cedis has been allocated as the seed capital for the creation of 42 new districts. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosu-Ampofu, made the announcement at the Deborah of Greater Accra Regional House of Chiefs at Dodua. A pastor of the Crown Power Ministry International in Accra, Stephen Adepowell, accused of having oral sex with a hairdresser without their consent, has blamed his action on witchcraft he exercised. Pastor Stephen, who has been charged with indecent assault, allegedly committed the acts during a private prayer session with the victim. Vote counting is still on in yesterday's presidential polls in Liberia. Results are expected tomorrow. And Uganda's parliament has voted to suspend all new deals in the oil sector following claims that government ministers took multi-million dollar bribes. The news was presented by Sally Bosman in Accra.